Welcome to the Ursa Major Space Station. Using our unique and proprietary multi-tap digital delay technology, it can synthesize virtually any space, from the natural to the supernatural. The space station can also create the doubling, digital delay, and tape echo effects found in other digital delay units, but the use of multi-tap delays transports these traditional effects into a new and exciting dimension. On board the space station is a random access memory that temporarily stores the input signal, producing a delay line 256 milliseconds long. This delay line can be tapped or listened to in over 20 places at once. 8 of these taps, which we call audition delay taps, are used to listen to the memory and are spaced along the delay line according to the program selected on the control panel. 16 different delay programs are available, each with its own unique pattern of 8 delays. The 8 taps feed a user-controlled 9-input stereo mixer. Here, the 8 delays can be mixed with the input signal in any proportion desired. This means that you can create the initial reflections of any space from a cubicle to a cargo hold. Let's hear the space station in action. In each example, we'll start with a dry track, 4 measures long, and then add the space station. First, let's fatten a vocal. But instead of doubling, we'll octuple.
I was taught by the bitter losers, and so it learned me that we have no friends. And I was bought by the vicious users, and now my scars, they're gonna never mend.
Earlier, I said that the space station has many taps, but so far I've only described 8 of them. There are more than a dozen other taps spaced randomly within the memory. These are fed to the equalizer and then back to the memory input, producing a natural buildup and decay of many randomly spaced delays, resulting in very realistic reverberation.
Ooh, Gingy, if I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me, oh my Gingy. Ah, Gingy, like the sound of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy. Happy Gingy, when you're with me.
By increasing the delay times and the length of the decay, we can create the ambience of a large hall. Space station creates a true stereo ambience from its mono input by sending the odd-numbered delay taps to the left and the even delays to the right. In the following example, we use a program from the family called Space Repeats to make the sound ricochet from left to right. Another group of programs called combs produces dramatic resonant filter effects that can be downright inhuman. Switching the space station from reverb to echo mode produces a tape-type echo with continuously adjustable delay times and a decay that can last for over 10 seconds. As you have heard by now, the Ursa Major space station was carefully designed with flexibility as well as pre-programmed convenience in mind. To use the space station, first select one of the 16 delay programs and adjust the mixer to achieve the desired delay pattern. Next, add the amount of reverberation needed to obtain a satisfactory decay time. Finally, adjust the equalizer to control the relative decay times at high and low frequencies. In these four steps, you can quickly and easily create an unlimited assortment of natural and supernatural acoustic spaces. Thanks for taking our little tour. We've shown you only a small part of the space station, but hopefully we've given you a clue as to the immense potential for its use in the performing, recording, and broadcasting arts. In closing, the Great Bear suggests that if you're lucky enough to see a shooting star on the return flight, make a wish for an Ursa Major space station.